picture-perfect triangles of watermelon entice Adam and Andrew Manuel. The brothers were trying different varieties with names like Sangria, Tiger Gold, and Dessert King. And Adam's preference wasn't the obvious choice.
My favorite was the yellow ones because it's kind of sour and juicy.
The Manuels were attending the Garden Fest at LSU Ag Center's Burton Center with their grandmother, Brenda Bird. The family came in from Allen Parish for the event.
I'm really just coming to get my eyes opened. Like I said, this is my first trip here. We're tasting, we're testing, we're asking a lot of questions.
Bird manages a farmer's market and wanted to learn more about growing different fruits and vegetables.
Well, I've taken a lot of pictures and I've taken a lot of names down of varieties that maybe my vendors might want to incorporate in their growing if it increases their production and our accessibility to good fresh produce in our area.
Participants at the event could sample omelets prepared with vegetables grown at Burton Center and Bloody Marys with fresh tomato juice. Hayrides took people through vegetable research plots where they could take part in talks on good growing techniques. Burton Center Director Jeff Keeney.
And that research is to help growers determine what are the best tomatoes and peppers to grow, and also looking at disease and insect pressures.
The LSU Ag Center Burton Center is home to research on vegetable and fruit crops, nursery production, ornamental plants, and turf grass. The Garden Fest provided an opportunity for gardeners at any level to learn more. Michael Stump wants to grow fresh vegetables for his family.
We have a plot of land ready to start growing on, so we're trying to get some information about that out here.
Stump plans to grow carrots, peppers, and tomatoes. A tomato taste test out at the Garden Fest had Pink Brandywine leading the pack. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.